For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
As I mentioned,
you're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Before DP and I close out number 12, number 11, we'll probably save the top 10 pro wrestling entrances of all time for next week. Real quick, check out The Ticket, all social medias, YouTube, podcast platforms, TV, radio, and Amazon Prime. Ladies and gentlemen, the Carriker Chronicles, CarrikerChronicles.com. We now have 21 content contributors on the revamped website. Also on the Tube of You YouTube as well. Before we dive into number 12, I was thinking during the commercial break, I was like, who are my favorite women's entrances of all time? And I come back to the two I mentioned earlier, and you're going to notice a common thing earlier. Number one is Rhea Ripley. I love it. And number two is Lita. Who are some of your favorite women's entrances of all time, DP?
So the first one that I remember was actually Girls Only Want to Have Fun with Wendi Richter.
Okay.
Because right. Cyndi Lauper is going to come bopping down the ring with you. Like, who's better to be led by Cyndi Lauper is leading you to the ring? Okay. I'm all in. I'm all in. Trish and the... But it has to be Cowboy Hat Trish.
Yes. Yes.
Cowboy Hat Trish. Spectacular.
Yep.
And then Sensational Sherry Martel had different runs, and all of them were exceptional, and we didn't give her enough respect. And then privately, Vicky Guerrero screaming, excuse me. Yeah, that's just that was the greatest babysitter in the history of man. If you had 20,000 people misbehaving, have Vicky, excuse me. Perfect. It was perfect. Everybody went, oh, here we go. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here comes the substitute teacher. Cool. Okay.
She was so good at being so awful with that. Yes. Excuse me. Yeah. I can't even do it justice. Yeah. It was so awful, and she was so good at doing it so awfully. That was the whole stick. She was great at it. If I was to add my number three and four, it would be Charlotte Flair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bach just gave me that one during the break.
What she's done, kind of combining her dad into her entrance theme, I think she's taken it to the next level, kind of like the figure four to the figure eight. She took it to the next level. And then number four for me personally would be Trish Stratus. Okay. All right. Number 12 on this list. As a kid, all right, he was my favorite wrestler of all time. He's been shown love. He's been shown the opposite of love over the years. I love the energy. I love the enthusiasm, the running to the ring. I love the entrance song as a kid, the shaking of the ropes. Okay, if we could see a match between this guy, the Ultimate Warrior, and Goldberg someday, dude, my head would explode. I would just be so pumped. But number 12 on this list, and he's in the top 10 of my personal list, is the Ultimate Warrior's entrance. What are your thoughts, DP?
Literally, Bach and I were just talking about it on the break. That there was no moment that I can recall more for an entrance was the first time I saw Warrior live, Cap Center, Washington, Landover, Maryland. And there were, we knew he was coming, but this is the first time we saw him live. And I've never felt goosebumps the way when the guitar strum hits and he's in a full sprint. And Bach and I were laughing because just imagine 20,000 people grabbing each other and the back of their chair and shaking it like they're shaking the ropes. It was just insanity. I don't know. There is one other. Give me 30 seconds.
Okay.
They just did a personality profile on RVD, on Rob Van Dam. And you're 100% right that his entrance transcended everything else that was going on in the building. It was officially his building when RVD came through. And as a sports radio guy in Salt Lake City, whenever we did remotes, they would play that, and then I would stand on a desk or on a chair and hit the RVD. Yep, like it was spectacular. So I'm not sure where that is on the list, but it better be.
It's not on this particular list.
That tells me whoever wrote it had no idea what they were talking about.
I mean, no disrespect to a couple of the ones I pointed out that I'm not a fan of earlier, but you could easily take them out, insert RVD, yep. You know. But as we discussed, it's hard, dude. There's so many good entrances. I think what I love about the Warrior, and the only other guy from his era or before his era, even on this list anywhere, everybody's post-Warrior Hogan on this entrance list.
Mm-hmm.
So the only other guy on this list that's even similar to the Warrior as far as eras is Hulk Hogan. But I think Warrior was the first person to really say an entrance is a big deal. And it's going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
And he was the first one to really kind of kick that off. All right. And if Bach wants to chime in, dude, Jake, I'd love to hear any of your thoughts. If Bach wants to chime in, feel free to hop in. We'd love to hear your thoughts on any of this. I'm going to dive into number 11 here. You know, arguably the greatest faction entrance. You could also throw the Brood in there. You could also do the Wyatt family.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Family, there's others you could throw in there. D-Generation X, NWO, if you like that one particularly. But the Shield at number 11. All right, coming out through, not the crowd, but coming down from below, coming down through the stairs. Seth Rollins would always do the tumble over. That was my favorite part of the entrance itself. But you got the Shield, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose at number 11 here. What are your, and the entrance song itself, what you got? Sierra Hotel, India, Echo, Lima, Delta. I think that's what they said. And then the dun dun would hit. You know, what are your thoughts on the Shield's entrance?
Okay, greatest faction entrance ever.
You think it is the greatest?
No.
I said arguably in that conversation.
No, you can strum fork. So I'm going to include the Freebirds as a faction.
Okay.
And I'm going to add the Four Horsemen as a faction.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That the Horsemen just courted up. Literally, if you're below the Mason-Dixon line and you watch wrestling, when you hear the first four chords of that for the Horsemen and the four fingers go up, the whole building changed. So I like some of this, but the best faction entrance? Oh, you didn't know?
Yep.
Listen, Road Dogg and Billy Gunn did a thing. They mm-hmm. did a thing. So, yeah, that's kind of how I remember. I like the Shield, but it falls down the list some for me.
They're the highest rated one on here. That's a fact. I just went through and looked again. They're the highest rated one that's on here. There is none of the people you just mentioned or group that you just mentioned. No DX, none of that. It's hard, dude. There's so many.
It's not even like, listen,
there's so many entrances.
Well, but the icons are this. What a rush.
Yep.
And if you're not right, like if you're not at that level, no, you're not in the conversation. Like, we're giving credit for a lot of people who did okay work, but there are some icons in this thing, man. There's some depth to it.
Where would you put DX's entrance? Because I think a lot of fans would immediately probably jump to them as maybe being at the top of the faction entrance list or in the top three.
That's the right argument. That D-Generation X, because one, the profile, the wrestler's profile of when they were doing it, which is why Horsemen are in that category too. But when we did the microphone conversation, we disrespected Road Dogg. Because Road Dogg mm-hmm. is as good. Jesse James was as good at firing a crowd as anybody. Like, he's literally as good as anybody. And his coming up with that and then his delivery, he was on time, man. Road Dogg was something else.
Even, I haven't done it in a while, but I used to do it all the time, just out of nowhere. Oh, you didn't know. Oh. And then I started having kids. I think that's why I got rid of it, because of your better call somebody. So yep. All of a sudden I was like, I probably shouldn't say that around my kids. But there was a time when my wife would just roll her eyes like, oh my God, here he goes again.
Well,
so I'm with you. I can't believe we left Road Dogg off last week, or a couple weeks ago.
Being a coach, a high school coach, I just heard all the stories of my athletes walking into a classroom and getting suspended or sent to, yep. to because they used the final two words. Like, yep. And they did the hand flip, and you can't do it, man. Like, I know it's funny, but no, you can't. If you're not down with Adam Carriker, we got two words for you. And yep. Report to the principal's office.
Yeah, pretty much. I think as far as an entrance, I think it's got to be included in the conversation. I will say this. Road Dogg was great on the mic. I don't have a lot of personal memories outside of him doing that entrance that stick out to me on the microphone, though, which is why I don't think he occurred to me when we were talking about best talkers over the past couple of weeks. What are your thoughts on that?
He set the crowd up every night. Like, there aren't many people who grab the microphone and set the entire tone for what was going to be said on the mic that night. Dusty did it. Flair did it. Road Dogg did it. Everybody else, Cena did it. Like, it's Rock did it. You can think of the ones, right? That's how good he was. That in that space, that he opened the door, he came out, he owned them he held them in his hand, and then he finished him. Like, he finished them. Like, he dropped the mic every single night with the two words, and then he dropped the mic, and then they'd go win a tag team championship.
All right, man. We're gonna save the top 10 and then our top 10 for the next couple of weeks. But I'll give you a hint. There's no John Cena on here. There's no Doctor of Thuganomics. There's the most annoying entrance song of all time that drove me nuts. But that's not on here. What are your thoughts on that? No John Cena anywhere.
It's tough, but it makes sense if you're talking about just four entrants.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. So annoying. Yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm actually out the rest of this week. Tune in tomorrow for dropping the knowledge. Happy 4th on Thursday. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend. I will be back on Monday. I will be joined by Nebraska softball superstar Jordy Ball, as well as talking all Husker sports. Have a great 4th of July. Until next time, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the ball.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.